Good morning and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As coastal populations increase, a greater strain is put on the marine ecosystem, which can cause more habitat and species to be lost each year because of poor water quality. But our next guest says that if we just had more oysters out there, their toxin filtering ability would be a big help. So he started an oyster knife company with a goal of doing just that. Casey Davidson is founder of Toadfish Outfitters, based in Charleston, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. Casey, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Tell us how all of this got started and what your company is all about.
I was working as an intern lobbyist for the Coastal Conservation Association in South Carolina. My mentor, Scott Whitaker, said something to me to the regards of, hey, Casey, you know, we can save as many fish as we want, but it's kind of all for naught if our water quality isn't there. That's the number one reason for fish mortality is water quality. The wheel started spinning, and I started thinking of ways that we could positively impact water quality, and I arrived on the oyster. A single oyster can filter 50 gallons of water per day, which is amazing. Just in South Carolina, we harvest 150,000 bushels of oysters a year, and we're only replanting 40,000 bushels of shell. So there's obviously a huge gap there from what we're taking out of the environment and what we're putting back. So we founded Toadfish to try to close that gap and spread the word about oyster shell recycling, oyster habitat, restoration projects. Every product we sell, we plant 10 square feet of oyster beds. It's about the equivalent of 10% of all of our proceeds from the sale of our products go directly to oyster habitat restoration projects.
And you started with oyster knives, but the company makes more than that now.
Yes, we've had a huge amount of success with our oyster knife. It's just been overwhelming. We were able to donate over $30,000 last year in South Carolina to oyster habitat restoration projects through selling the oyster knife. And now we're growing kind of a coastal kitchen type product line with some shrimp peelers. We're working on a crab tool we're going to release this summer, maybe some unique serving bowls, and who knows where it's going to go. But it's been a lot of fun so far.
Walk us through how you design these kitchen tools and what are the challenges?
With each product, we try to solve a problem. Like with our new shrimp peeler, I was watching my grandmother peel pounds and pounds of shrimp my whole life growing up down in Beaufort, and then come back with the paring knife and butterfly the shrimp open, and it's a painful process. Nobody likes to do it. So I came up with an idea to combine a shrimp peeler and deveiner with that paring knife and cut the butterfly step out. But then to actually take that idea and bring that to fruition to an actual product takes tons of prototyping, 3D printing. We probably did 15 or 20 different 3D prints, and then finding a local machine shop to actually machine a metal prototype, and just the testing alone was about a two-year process just for that one product. There's been a lot of learning that I've done with just having an idea and actually taking that to market is definitely a pretty challenging and but fun process.
Some national publications started giving you some recognition.
Yeah, Mike, it was pretty cool. We were just selling our oyster knives at local farmers markets, retailers in Charleston and Beaufort County and some of the places, you know, where I grew up. And then we actually got an article, an email blast from Garden & Gun magazine talking about our oyster knife, and that really put us on the map. Then we actually got a shout out from Food & Wine magazine, and it kind of just snowballed from there. And my wife and I went from shipping a few boxes a day till up till 3 o'clock in the morning some nights over Christmas, just packing oyster knives to ship all over the country. So it's just really exciting for a startup company to have that kind of press.
And now, have you been able to, besides the shows that you go to and the farmers markets, been able to get your products in any retail outlets?
Yeah, so we're currently in over 250 boutique retailers from Maine to Texas along the coast. And that's been a lot of fun, a lot of grit, just get down the road selling, a lot of phone calls and sending product samples. But that's our primary business, is selling through retail locations. And we most recently landed our first, I guess, national account, if you will, called Sur La Table, which is kind of like a high-end kitchen retail store. They put us in over 100 of their retail locations as well with our oyster knives.
Casey, thanks so much for stopping by our studio today.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mike. Enjoyed it.
Casey Davidson is founder of Toadfish Outfitters, based in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.